This is Jordan Seculo. Today on J Seculo Live, Virginia targets Jesus Loves You.
Live from Washington, D.C., J Seculo Live. Phone lines are open for your questions right now. Call 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. And now, your host, Jordan Seculo.
I know it can sound absurd, but it is a case we are filing today in Virginia. Imagine being targeted by the government, a state agency, for saying Jesus loves you. So that's what happened to Hadassah Carter, our client in this case, for putting a Bible verse, John 3:16, on her website and including Jesus love you in her email signature. The Virginia State Agency, it's the Virginia Real Estate Board, which is an official state agency, came after her with a complaint of that she's violating the Virginia statute, the Fair Housing Statute in Virginia, by putting this Bible verse reference on her website, John 3:16. It's a pretty widely known verse. And then also including Jesus loves you in her email signature. There's no evidence that she's discriminated against anybody, that she's only selling to Christians, that she only has Christian clients, any evidence like that. So there's no specific evidence here. It's all about what she decided to put out as speech. So this is a state agency in 2019 coming after an individual for simply saying, Jesus loves you. And it's a person who is not an employee of the state agency. I think that's important to point out. This is not someone who works for Virginia's realtor board. It's the Virginia Real Estate Board, the VREB. And it's, again, this is an agent who is licensed by that board. I mean, how many of us, you gone to a doctor's office, they're licensed in the state to practice medicine, and they have a Bible verse reference out, or you know, magazines out, they choose what magazines to put out in their waiting rooms. And again, is that they're licensed, but they're not employees of the state. They're not government employees. And so that's what happened in this situation. We're taking your phone calls, 1-800-684-3110. Oftentimes in these situations, what is important is that we, because we're taking this to federal court, but what is important in these situations is that we're notified about it. I mean, I think that's why we take it to the broadcast as well and let all of you know about it, because I think it's important to notify people that this is going on. And if something like this happened to them, they should speak out as well. 1-800-684-3110 if you want to talk to us on air. That's 1-800-684-3110. Let me go right to Harry Hutchinson. Harry, this is, again, as Raymond just wrote on Facebook, why is it that state agencies are so hostile to Christianity?
Well, I think it follows the progressive mindset that suggests that tradition, custom, and religion should indeed be abolished, that we are all simply radical elements of the universe who are randomly moving around the cosmos, and in many respects, we've elevated the so-called anti-discrimination impulse above the federal Constitution. It's important to remember that under the U.S. Constitution, the free exercise of religion is one of our first freedoms. And I think the state of Virginia and the cognitive elites who seek to enforce this Virginia statute have simply forgotten our first principles.
So again, we're filing a lawsuit. We put out an email about this. There'll be a blog up at aclj.org as well. But it's this kind of discrimination by a state agency against a agent, someone who is licensed, not even an employee of that agency, someone who is licensed. I wonder how many of you I'm talking to right now, as I do, as an attorney, have a license from one of these kind of agencies. And could you imagine the agency coming after you because of what speech you've chosen and coming after your employer as well? We'll get into it. 1-800-684-3110. Take action. Go to aclj.org.
At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're engaged in critical issues at home and abroad. Whether it's defending religious freedom, protecting those who are persecuted for their faith, uncovering corruption in the Washington bureaucracy, and fighting to protect life in the courts and in Congress, the ACLJ would not be able to do any of this without your support. For that, we are grateful. Now there's an opportunity for you to help in a unique way. For a limited time, you can participate in the ACLJ's Matching Challenge. For every dollar you donate, it will be matched. A $10 gift becomes $20. A $50 gift becomes $100. This is a critical time for the ACLJ. The work we do simply would not occur without your generous support. Take part in our matching challenge today. You can make a difference in the work we do, protecting the constitutional and religious freedoms that are most important to you and your family. Give a gift today online at aclj.org. Only when a society can agree that the most vulnerable and voiceless deserve to be protected is there any hope for that culture to survive. And that's exactly what you are saying when you stand with the American Center for Law and Justice to defend the right to life. We've created a free, powerful publication offering a panoramic view of the ACLJ's battle for the unborn. It's called Mission Life. It will show you how you are personally impacting the pro-life battle through your support. And the publication includes a look at all major ACLJ pro-life cases, how we're fighting for the rights of pro-life activists, the ramifications of Roe v. Wade 40 years later, Planned Parenthood's role in the abortion industry, and what Obamacare means to the pro-life movement. Discover the many ways your membership with the ACLJ is empowering the right to life. Request your free copy of Mission Life today online at aclj.org/gift.
This is what happened. A real estate agent in Virginia, on August 2nd, 2017, she emails the Virginia Real Estate Board regarding a complaint that she had helped a client file against a third party for discriminatory practices in sales. And that one, a racial complaint based off race, that someone pulled out of a real estate deal based on the race of the person that they had already agreed to accept. And then the Virginia Real Estate Board turns around on our client on just 15 days later, August 17th, and files a complaint against her for allegedly violating Virginia's Fair Housing Act. This is what the defendant's complaint said she did was unlawful. Unlawful. Just understand this, folks. A, Miss Carter's email signature line, which reads, quote, "For faith and freedom, Jesus love you, and with God all things are possible." B, Miss Carter's personal statement on her business website, which read, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life." John 3:16, "I am available to you when you need me." And C, Miss Carter's bio and statement of core values on her business website, which speak of Miss Carter's belief that God has blessed her in her profession, her goal of operating according to the golden rule, and her commitment to putting God first. Adding equal to him, my clients come first. And this is literally a state complaint. And they go to her employer. I mean, Harry, this is what is important to point out. They go to her employer. So this is the licensing board going to her employer saying, you've got to start managing her. You've got to get her to take this down, and you've got to start watching all of her communications.
Absolutely. So it's a very convoluted case in one sense, but it's also very, very straightforward. So in essence, the anti-discrimination principle has been turned on its head. The Virginia Real Estate Board seeks to enforce the so-called anti-discrimination principle by discriminating against a Christian real estate agent. This Christian real estate agent, paradoxically enough, sought to prevent racial discrimination, which then exposed her to the risk that she would be charged with discrimination. Why? Because she overtly supports Christianity. She has Christian information on her website, perhaps on her card. And so now the Virginia Real Estate board has gone after her, arguably in violation first of Virginia law, and secondly, in violation of the United States Constitution. So among other things, our action, the lawsuit that we have filed on her behalf, charges the Virginia Real Estate Board with a violation of Virginia's state constitution, Article 1, Sections 11, 12, and 16, as well as bringing a charge under the First and 14th Amendments to the United States Constitution. It's important to realize that the First Amendment to the United States Constitution protects what? The free exercise of religion. And yet, the state of Virginia continues to seek essentially to bar this real estate agent from practicing her trade unless she eliminates all references to Christianity. We believe that is beyond the power of the state of Virginia. It's beyond the power of the Virginia Real Estate Board. And we hope that the Virginia courts expeditiously deal with this complaint.
And of course, this first, in this state court filing, you've got the Virginia Constitution issue, which adopted one of the first religious freedom clauses, the first religious freedom clause in the country. It's on Thomas Jefferson's tombstone, actually. He was so proud of that. And so you've got the Commonwealth of Virginia and their state constitutional issues. Of course, you've got the larger U.S. federal constitutional issues and free speech and the free exercise of religion. I mean, the list goes on there. And this targeting specifically. I want to just explain again, and I think this is important for you to all realize, this real estate agent went to the board because of a client who filed a complaint on racial discrimination. She was representing the client. She's the one who put forward, she was a real estate agent. She had the client. She put forward the complaint. Someone pulled out of a deal based off of race. That was the allegation. They see in her email, her reference, you know, her John 3:16, Jesus loves you, you know, in her email signature. And they then file a complaint against her 2 weeks later, 15 days later. I want to go right to Than Bennett in our office in Washington, D.C. Than, welcome back. This is pretty shocking to for people to realize. I mean, when we were first going through it today, as we're preparing, we're filing right away in federal court, that this is happening after it feels like, you know, groups like the ACLJ and others that we've kind of, you know, handled this with most states, with most federal agencies, and they realize what they can and can't do when they're trying to go after people like this.
Jordan, in my view, this is nothing short of an abuse of the discrimination statute that Virginia enacted. That statute exists to keep people from being discriminated against, typically her clients. They don't want a realtor to discriminate against clients. That statute is now being used to target her. And Jordan, to me, the statement in her signature line, for faith and freedom, Jesus loves you, and with God, all things are possible, to list that as evidence of discrimination is pretty shocking. And I thought it was also interesting as we were going through her clientele. Jordan, she has people of various faith backgrounds, Jews, Catholics, Muslims, Buddhists, different nationalities, including Kenyans and Vietnamese. Normally, Jordan, if you were going to see a complaint from a real estate board like this, it would be because the realtor was not agreeing to rent to someone of that background. Jordan, they could not make that complaint. They could not make that complaint at all. In fact, it was just the evidence of these statements of faith that they were targeting. And I would just close with this. Typically, when these kind of things happen, Jordan, the law and the Constitution are on the side of our clients. They're already right, but it takes someone standing up and allowing us to fight for them. Ms. Carter did that in that situation. Fortunately for her, the rest of the realtors inside that agency, though, Jordan, they stand to gain as well if this turns out the right way.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, I want to underscore what this state agency, because I think everybody needs to be put on notice out there, because there's lots of people who are listening to this broadcast right now, whether you're a real estate agent or you have any kind of license whatsoever to do your job by a state kind of agency or organization, attorneys, doctors, nurses, lawyers. I mean, the list goes on and on. Plumbing, everything you've got to have licenses for. Electricians have to have licenses for. And if you are working for one of these agencies, you should be on notice, because what she did here, she goes to a state board. Okay, they've got all these real estate agents in Virginia, thousands upon thousands. She goes to the state board on behalf of a client with a claim of racial discrimination, which is in the Fair Housing Act. The use of, to specifically discriminate, like discriminatory housing practices, or not going through with a deal, even though someone's qualified, they've got their mortgage, they've got the loan, because of their race. So she actually brought that forward to the board. The board then turns around on her because of what she's got in her email address, Harry. I mean, that is exactly what happened here. So it shows you again that this kind of way of it's almost, they're also discriminating against people, like filing complaints with them, because they're showing that they will go to great lengths to go after you.
Absolutely. So realistically, it's the Virginia Real Estate Board that ought to be charged with anti-religious discrimination in this particular case. That's number one. Number two, if you look at the Virginia Fair Housing Code, section 3696.3, it states the following: the use of words or symbols associated with a particular religion, national origin, sex, or race shall be prima facie evidence of an illegal preference under this chapter. Well, I think they've got it precisely wrong. Attempting to prevent our client from including in her email signature the following: for faith, freedom, Jesus loves you, and with God all things are possible, coming against Ms. Carter constitutes prima facie, in my view, anti-religious discrimination. In other words, in the United States, pursuant to the First Amendment of the Constitution, we have the right to communicate on a basis that we choose. And so it's also, in addition to violating her free exercise rights, arguably it violates her free speech rights. And so I think this Virginia law, number one, is unconstitutional within the meaning of the U.S. Constitution, and secondarily, it discriminates directly against our client.
And the ACLJ is taking action. This is our client. Again, I want to remind all of you who listen to this broadcast, we're not just reporting a story to you and saying how shocking this is. This is our client. We're going to court, and we're able to do that. We're able to represent this client here. In this case, specifically Mrs. Carter, because of you and your support to the ACLJ. Remember, this month is a matching challenge month. Whatever you donate to the ACLJ is doubled. Go to aclj.org right now and donate. We need your financial support, and it's a great time to double the impact of your donation at aclj.org.
Only when a society can agree that the most vulnerable and voiceless deserve to be protected is there any hope for that culture to survive. And that's exactly what you are saying when you stand with the American Center for Law and Justice to defend the right to life. We've created a free, powerful publication offering a panoramic view of the ACLJ's battle for the unborn. It's called Mission Life. It will show you how you are personally impacting the pro-life battle through your support. And the publication includes a look at all major ACLJ pro-life cases, how we're fighting for the rights of pro-life activists, the ramifications of Roe v. Wade 40 years later, Planned Parenthood's role in the abortion industry, and what Obamacare means to the pro-life movement. Discover the many ways your membership with the ACLJ is empowering the right to life. Request your free copy of Mission Life today online at aclj.org/gift. At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're engaged in critical issues at home and abroad. Whether it's defending religious freedom, protecting those who are persecuted for their faith, uncovering corruption in the Washington bureaucracy, and fighting to protect life in the courts and in Congress, the ACLJ would not be able to do any of this without your support. For that, we are grateful. Now there's an opportunity for you to help in a unique way. For a limited time, you can participate in the ACLJ's Matching Challenge. For every dollar you donate, it will be matched. A $10 gift becomes $20. A $50 gift becomes $100. This is a critical time for the ACLJ. The work we do simply would not occur without your generous support. Take part in our Matching Challenge today. You can make a difference in the work we do, protecting the constitutional and religious freedoms that are most important to you and your family. Give a gift today online at aclj.org.
Jay Sekulow Live. This is Jordan Sekulow. We're taking your phone calls, 1-800-684-3110. Targeted by the government for saying Jesus loves you. Listen, this is nothing new for us to be handling at the ACLJ. We've seen targeting because of viewpoint all the way up to the IRS at the federal level and the Internal Revenue Service and the Tea Party and conservative groups that we had to represent who were targeted because of their viewpoints. Here, Virginia and the Virginia Real Estate Board, which is a official state agency, is targeting a licensed real estate agent, not one of their employees, but one of the people that they provide a license to, for violating their housing statute, their housing statute in Virginia, because of using things like Jesus loves you and John 3:16 in an email. It is shocking. It's one of those issues that you talk about on the air, and you do wonder. And I'm sure people are listening right now and say, "Is this for real? I mean, this is really happening. This is not like some Christian novel being put together about the state coming down on Christians and trying to eradicate Christianity." But that is exactly what has happened here. Let me go to Than Bennett first. I mean, Than, the idea here is that the real estate agency, so her employer, is mandated by the state board to go after her and monitor her and everyone else that works for them as well. So, I mean, this is, again, I mean, this it doesn't just end with a real estate board and the Virginia Real Estate Board going to this specific agent, but going to their employer. So just everybody out there, imagine that. It's saying, by the way, now you've got to monitor everybody else as well, which has a much bigger effect than just our client.
Yeah, Jordan, this is really gets really alarming. This monitoring is ongoing. This will be a part of our complaint. It's Exhibit B in our complaint. It's the agreement that the agency had to sign in order to make this complaint go away the first time. And as part of that agreement, Jordan, the real estate agency was required to monitor all of their random sampling of all of their agents' communications through the year 2023. Now, Hadassah Carter, our client in this case, her communications had to be included in every one of those monitorings. But listen to this. As part of the enforcement of this policy, the agency shall review a random sample of the professional websites, email signatures, and real estate advertisements of agents through December 31st, 2023. This sampling shall always include agent Ms. Carter. Jordan, that is monitoring of all of their employees for one purpose, to try to root out expressions of faith, and all of it justified by a statute in Virginia that is supposed to eliminate discrimination. I'm pretty sure that's a misapplication.
And when you have a misapplication of a statute like this, and the language is broad enough to allow an agency, you've got to look at the constitutionality, both the state constitutions, which all state constitutions have similar protections for religious liberty and religious freedom and free speech, as is the U.S. Constitution. So you can file this in state court as we have. And then so you look at, if the statute is this broad, if the wording is this broad, then, Harry, you've got to look at whether or not this whole statute's unconstitutional in its first place, because it gives the power, or at least it reads on its face to give the ability of an agency and someone within that state agency to apply it this way.
Absolutely. So what we have done is we have empowered the bureaucracy. And the bureaucracy is largely comprised of cognitive elites, many of whom are absolutely hostile to religion. And so, in essence, we have a bad statute. And secondarily, we have individuals who are attempting to enforce this statute. Why? To root out any evidence of faith. So I would argue that instead of bringing a cause of action against Ms. Carter, instead of charging her with discrimination, we ought to charge the Virginia Real Estate Board with discrimination. And I think our listeners and our donors should be exercised against this misuse of a bureaucratic power, and secondarily, we should look at the precise statutory language, because in my opinion, the statutory language on its face is a form of discrimination, anti-religious bias. Basically, they're saying the use of words or symbols associated with a particular religion shall be prima facie evidence of an illegal preference. That is nonsense. Ms. Carter, our client, has represented a wide range of clientele, very diverse clientele with respect to religion and ethnicity, and I think it's nonsensical to charge her now with discrimination when there has been zero evidence that she has engaged in discriminatory conduct against her Virginia clientele.
All right, folks, we're going to go right to your phone calls, 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. Let's go to Bruce in Colorado on line one. Bruce, welcome to Jay Secchio Live.
Well, hey, Jordan. Hearing what you were saying, I was thinking that the state board has come down pretty heavy-handed on her, and I'm wondering if they have some kind of a pattern of this kind of harassment and discrimination going on, and it may be that board needs to be restructured.
Well, that's the issue here too, Bruce, is happening often. This happens to people and they don't speak up, they don't fight back, their employer makes a deal to make this go away, and then Harry, this never really gets reported, there's no lawsuits filed, and the agency's not under any pressure at all. And that's what happened here initially, is the company and the business interest says, how do we just make this go away? And so they agree to, as Than said, monitor all their employees, but always hers.
Yes.
So sometimes everybody's, but always hers forever, their communications.
Yes. And so this case and your analysis raises a very important issue. And the issue is, often corporate types are willing to cave with respect to the enforcement and enforceability of constitutional rights, particularly in the realm of religious freedom. And that's why we need public-spirited, courageous individuals who are willing to file a case. And so now we have filed a case on behalf of Ms. Carter, and we shall see how the legal process turns out in the long run. But I think it is clear beyond question that one of the problems that we increasingly have in this country is the rise of the administrative state and the bureaucracy, coupled with the willingness of corporations and business types to simply cave in to the power and the authority of the bureaucracy. And I think we're very fortunate in this particular case that we have found an individual in Hadassah Hubbard Carter who is willing to stand up for her constitutional rights. And by doing so, she stands up for the constitutional rights of everyone in the state of Virginia.
And again, you've got the situation where an employer decides to do this to all their employees. I mean, so Than, that's something to point out, too, is that this agreement was not just to monitor her, but now it's to monitor everyone in that agency. And again, and to keep that monitoring going. And I think it's important to name the employer.
Yeah, all of the existing agents for Midlothian Partners, Jordan, they continue to be monitored for instances of this so-called religious discrimination, just a profession of faith. So Midlothian Partners, it was a bad mistake, but if you're still employed there, you're possibly going to be a victim of this as well.
Folks, this is the core basis of why people support the work of the American Center for Law and Justice. Go to ACLJ.org right now. Be part of our August matching challenge. Double the impact of your donation. That's ACLJ.org. Donate today.
At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're engaged in critical issues at home and abroad. For a limited time, you can participate in the ACLJ's matching challenge. For every dollar you donate, it will be matched. A $10 gift becomes $20. A $50 gift becomes $100. You can make a difference in the work we do, protecting the constitutional and religious freedoms that are most important to you and your family. Give a gift today online at aclj.org.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live. And now, your host, Jordan Sekulow.
Welcome to Jay Sekulow Live. Welcome back, second half hour. 1-800-684-3110 to talk to us on the air. That's 1-800-684-3110. So what we've got is a situation where a real estate agent in Virginia, we're filing a lawsuit, in Virginia in the circuit court of the city of Richmond. Here it is. I'm holding it in my hands. It's the ACLJ representing the plaintiff here, Mrs. Carter. She's a real estate agent. She's licensed by the Virginia Real Estate Board. That's a state agency. They filed a complaint against her for violating Virginia's Fair Housing Act because having Jesus love you on Jesus loves you on her website, John 3:16 and her email signature, but pretty basic stuff here. Not actively, no allegation that she discriminated against anybody in the real estate business or in representation because of their religious background or lack of religious of faith or anything else. So not an action by her in specific, but generally that she's just violating the Virginia Fair Housing Statute by having Jesus loves you in her email signature. She is not an employee of the state of Virginia. She is someone licensed by an agency in Virginia. So think about how many people are listening to this broadcast right now who could be in Ms. Carter's situation. Most of us who are talking to you have some kind of license from some kind of institution like a state agency to practice law. If you're out there, again, I mean, a whole host of different kinds of jobs, professional blue-collar jobs as well, require state licensing. And you've got a board here. What makes this even sicker and twisted is that the reason why this even came to the attention of Virginia's real estate board, the VREB, is because our client here actually filed a complaint with the board, you know, which is a normal process, by the way. She's a real estate agent on behalf of her client for racial discrimination. She represented someone who was African American who made an offer on a plot of land. They had the offer accepted, and then the seller reneged. So they filed a complaint. They thought it was based off the person she was representing as a real estate agent's race. That would be a violation of Virginia's Fair Housing Statute and their Fair Housing Act. And because of the email she sends in, which has the reference, you know, to John 3:16 in her email, she actually, 15 days later, Harry, because of filing a complaint, it's almost like, I mean, this is a state too, which has not had a great history recently of dealing with racial issues or and their state leaders. But it's like she brings attention to an issue of potential violation because the person she represented felt like the decision was made to no longer accept their offer based off their race. And it's like, don't bring those to our attention, and we're going to come after you.
Absolutely. So what the Virginia Real Estate Board has done is they've exhibited a preference for enforcing their own anti-religious bigotry in preference to enforcing the clear anti-discrimination principle against race contained in the precise statutory language. And the Virginia Real Estate Board essentially refused to allow Ms. Carter to have any religious statements on her business website or email signature while, for instance, the complaint was pending. Basically, they tried to avoid settling this dispute, and therefore, I think Ms. Carter is clearly correct in bringing this litigation, and we intend to prosecute this case as vigorously as possible, and that will vindicate her rights and the rights of all Virginians to practice their own religion.
All right, folks, we're taking your phone calls, 1-800-684-3110. Support the work of the American Center for Law and Justice. This is key. This is critical to our work, and we have a matching challenge month. You double the impact of your donation to the American Center for Law and Justice by donating today at aclj.org. It's how we file these cases and how we represent these clients because of your support.
At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're engaged in critical issues at home and abroad. Whether it's defending religious freedom, protecting those who are persecuted for their faith, uncovering corruption in the Washington bureaucracy, and fighting to protect life in the courts and in Congress, the ACLJ would not be able to do any of this without your support. For that, we are grateful. Now there's an opportunity for you to help in a unique way. For a limited time, you can participate in the ACLJ's Matching Challenge. For every dollar you donate, it will be matched. A $10 gift becomes $20. A $50 gift becomes $100. This is a critical time for the ACLJ. The work we do simply would not occur without your generous support. Take part in our Matching Challenge today. You can make a difference in the work we do, protecting the constitutional and religious freedoms that are most important to you and your family. Give a gift today online at aclj.org. Only when a society can agree that the most vulnerable and voiceless deserve to be protected is there any hope for that culture to survive. And that's exactly what you are saying when you stand with the American Center for Law and Justice to defend the right to life. We've created a free, powerful publication offering a panoramic view of the ACLJ's battle for the unborn. It's called Mission Life. It will show you how you are personally impacting the pro-life battle through your support. And the publication includes a look at all major ACLJ pro-life cases, how we're fighting for the rights of pro-life activists, the ramifications of Roe v. Wade 40 years later, Planned Parenthood's role in the abortion industry, and what Obamacare means to the pro-life movement. Discover the many ways your membership with the ACLJ is empowering the right to life. Request your free copy of Mission Life today online at aclj.org/gift.
Back to Jay Sekulow Live. We're about to start taking your phone calls at 1-800-684-3110. Let me encourage you folks, and we're waiting to get the numbers from the publisher. And if I get them while we're on the air, I'll let you know. We asked people these last couple of days, pre-order my new book, The Next Red Wave. It's out September 24th. So again, we're asking you to pre-order now to make sure that the big companies like Amazon and those know that they need to have a lot of these in stock, ready to go. September 24th. Now, this is a guide to victory in 2020. It's very political. It gets into the grassroots work I've done and the political work I've done. And again, it's a the next red wave, how conservatives can beat leftist aggression, rhino betrayal, and deep state subversion. If you go to thenextredwave.com, you get rerouted right to the Amazon page. You can pre-order the book. I really appreciate you doing that today as well. And then we'll get those numbers out. And again, it's just something we're doing right now. And then we'll talk about it more and give you more info about the book as we get closer to its release in September. But it's something I wanted to get to our core supporters, our core audience, and let you know that was coming as well. And really appreciate your pre-order. That's, again, you can go to thenextredwave.com. Let's go right to the phones, 1-800-684-3110. Dan is calling from Washington, D.C., online too. Dan, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
There, how's it going, Jordan? I just wanted to say, sounds like this particular state agency is promoting and proselytizing atheism, and not only the agency should be sued and or reprimanded, but the individual, the personal individual who's responsible for bringing this against your client, this charge against your client, they should personally be held responsible and countersued or reprimanded as well.
Well, this is what we always find out when you file these. Is it right now? You've got this, you know, the large state agency, the Virginia Real Estate Board. You have a specific realtor, and in this case, our client, Kathleen Edwards. You have the bigger employer, Midlothian Partners. And then what you will start finding out is how far up the chain, by filing the lawsuit, how far up the chain this goes. Because what happens here is the Virginia Real Estate Board gets an email from her in a complaint that she's filed to them on behalf of one of her clients as a real estate agent. And they see, I mean, this is what is so shocking about it. You realize she sent this email to someone who went through her email, is like with a fine tooth comb, to find out how they could bring a complaint against her. And that is what happened here. It's the state agency turning on one of its own realtors, then going to their employer and saying, monitor all of their communications, monitor all of your employees' communications sometimes, but hers always. And that is something. So we're challenging here is all these different acts, and this idea, whether or not it's one rogue agent, as oftentimes these boards will try to say. But this board, the board kept doubling down. They forced an agreement here with her employer. So it's not like they made this go away after she said, wait, this doesn't seem right. They doubled down and went to her employer.
Absolutely. So in essence, the board went to her employer with the following choice. Prevent our client, Ms. Carter, from practicing her religion or fire her. And in essence, that's ultimately what happened. So Ms. Carter ultimately resigned, but nonetheless filed a lawsuit seeking to vindicate her rights within the meaning of the First Amendment of the Constitution and within the meaning of Virginia State's Constitution. So I think we should keep in mind that these bureaucrats are often empowered with excessive amounts of unfettered discretion. And I think, as the caller rightly points out, this discretion has been used, at least in this particular case, to remove religion with respect to one's professional practice. Under the United States Constitution, we have constitutional rights to conduct our business in the way that we see fit. That's number one. Number two, there's no evidence that our client engaged in any illegal discrimination. And number three, the statutory language under which the Virginia Real Estate Board brought its complaint, in my view, on its face, there's prima facie evidence that it violates the U.S. Constitution. And so we need to litigate this case as far as possible in order to not only vindicate our client's rights, but to vindicate the rights of every Virginian to engage in the free exercise of religion within the meaning of the Constitution.
And then we know here, kind of like the Lois Lerner, these names that they were not politicians, they were not public figures, but they were employees of the government. And so whether it's the state government, federal government, their information, in a sense, is public, though they like to hide in the shadows. And in this situation, it's actually the administrator for the statute. So it's the specific person that the Virginia Real Estate Board hires to implement the Virginia Fair Housing Fair Housing Act, which signed the agreement. So at least was on full notice that this agreement had occurred between the Virginia Real Estate Board and our client's employer here, the real estate company.
Yeah, Jordan, one of the reasons we talk on this broadcast a lot about a concern about a bureaucracy getting out of control or getting so large is because then you can't hold the individual bureaucrats responsible when an application, or in my view, a misapplication of a statute happens, as it did in this case. When we were fighting the IRS, Jordan, one of the key components of exposing what was happening, the targeting that was happening inside that agency, was naming Lois Lerner as the person who was signing those questionnaires. Jordan, in this case, the Fair Housing Administrator for the state of Virginia is Lizbeth Hayes. She is the one that signed this complaint originally to Ms. Carter. Now, we don't know exactly how that process originated, what agents handled it, but she is the one that signed it. So, Jordan, she is ultimately responsible. And I would argue that as the bureaucrat responsible for administering this statute, she should be held to account for how it is being applied. That is one of the things that we will ask for. Now, she may have a response that is noteworthy. She may have had a fiduciary responsibility to sign this, but I do believe, and I know you do as well, Jordan, we have to be effective in pushing back against the deep state or the bureaucracy by naming the individuals involved, because if this is a misapplication of the statute, it would be Lizbeth Hayes, the Fair Housing Administrator, that would need to be held to account.
All right, folks, 1-800-684-3110. Let's go right to the phones. Charles in California on line 3. Charles, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi. I have a comment and a question. I'm a realtor from Southern California, and we're just as blue as they are in Virginia. And I work for a Christian broker, and if that happened in my camp, I really hope my Christian broker also loves the Lord would back me up. So I really love that you guys are doing this for us. It really hits close to home for us small business people. And my question is, did they actually charge her with a violation? It's, you guys mentioned she resigned. Oh, yeah, she forced to resign?
Yeah, I mean, they filed a complaint. I mean, so they filed a complaint, and they've got her employer to go after her and say that she's got to, you know, remove this language, and then the employer is has to monitor all these communications. So that's where they go after you. It's not a criminal charge. It's but it is an issue with your licensing, your ability to your livelihood, your ability to do your job. So they attack you by going to your employer.
Absolutely. So I think if Ms. Carter persisted in ensuring that religious statements remained on her website as part of her email signature, she faces the ever-present risk that she will lose her license to practice real estate in the state of Virginia. And so one of the complaints or one of the causes of action that we have brought on her behalf is we claim that her free exercise rights have been substantially burdened through her inability to speak about her faith. So essentially, the state of Virginia has imposed a bureaucratic restraint on her ability to speak openly about her faith, even though there's no evidence that she ever engaged in discriminatory conduct on the basis of race or religion. Nonetheless, her rights, I think, have shrunk in the face of massive bureaucratic power. And I think Than is correct in stating that what we have is a misuse of power. But that misuse of power was legitimated when Virginia passed this particular statute with troubling language, which arguably violates the United States Constitution.
Yeah, I mean, one of the issues here is not having an adequate remedy. It's something that's repeated throughout our lawsuit here. Is that there is no adequate remedy. There's nowhere for her to go to correct this free speech violation and the attack on her rights. Support the work of the ACLJ, folks. This is a matching challenge month. Whatever you donate to the American Center for Law and Justice is doubled. We've got a group of donors ready to match all of your donations. That's ACLJ.org. It's how we do this case, kind of a core case of the ACLJ, and represent this client because of your support. ACLJ.org.
Only when a society can agree that the most vulnerable and voiceless deserve to be protected is there any hope for that culture to survive. And that's exactly what you are saying when you stand with the American Center for Law and Justice to defend the right to life. We've created a free, powerful publication offering a panoramic view of the ACLJ's battle for the unborn. It's called Mission Life. It will show you how you are personally impacting the pro-life battle through your support. And the publication includes a look at all major ACLJ pro-life cases, how we're fighting for the rights of pro-life activists, the ramifications of Roe v. Wade 40 years later, Planned Parenthood's role in the abortion industry, and what Obamacare means to the pro-life movement. Discover the many ways your membership with the ACLJ is empowering the right to life. Request your free copy of Mission Life today online at aclj.org/gift. At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're engaged in critical issues at home and abroad. Whether it's defending religious freedom, protecting those who are persecuted for their faith, uncovering corruption in the Washington bureaucracy, and fighting to protect life in the courts and in Congress, the ACLJ would not be able to do any of this without your support. For that, we are grateful. Now there's an opportunity for you to help in a unique way. For a limited time, you can participate in the ACLJ's Matching Challenge. For every dollar you donate, it will be matched. A $10 gift becomes $20. A $50 gift becomes $100. This is a critical time for the ACLJ. The work we do simply would not occur without your generous support. Take part in our Matching Challenge today. You can make a difference in the work we do, protecting the constitutional and religious freedoms that are most important to you and your family. Give a gift today online at aclj.org.
Because all of this goes down to, it is shocking at first to hear. I think people, they don't want to believe that this is actually still happening and that this kind of discrimination, and you want to believe that it's someone rogue in an agency, and then when the agency finds out about it, they self-correct. But in fact, the agency doubles down. You know, they get their senior staff. They get agreements not just with the specific real estate agent here in question, but their employer, forcing the real estate agent to seek employment elsewhere. And we've got a lot of calls about this, so I want to go right to them because I think that helps explain what's happening here, both the story, the illegal action by the state agency in Virginia. So we'll go right to the phones. Josh in Illinois on line 5. Josh, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hey, Jordan. I'm going to have to say that I think Harry getting hit the nail right on the head. This is obviously bigotry against religion, period. If they did this on any other religion, everybody would be calling foul right now. It wouldn't just be one person.
Yeah, I mean, it's treating religious speech different than political speech or speech about any kind of other. You could look at this and say that if she had on there, you know, fight racism, that somehow now does that violate the code because you may be discriminating against white supremacists?
Yes, I think you raise a very great hypothetical, and you suggest you'd make a great law professor. But yes, one of the real issues here, I think, is not only are our client's freedom of religion rights being violated, her free speech rights are being violated. In essence, the Virginia Real Estate Board has said, we have the unlimited power, unfettered power to discriminate against religion grounded in the statutory language. And so ultimately the key problem beyond bureaucratic power is the statutory language under which the bureaucrats operate. And so the statute needs to be rewritten. But in the interim, we will vigorously seek to enforce Ms. Carter's freedom of speech rights and free exercise rights. Clearly beyond question, what we have is an example of the bureaucracy engaging in anti-religious animus.
Folks, we're right back to the phones. 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. You know, one of the things we asked for is a preliminary and permanent injunction against the defendant. That here is the state board, its agents, its servants, its employees, its officials, and any other person acting in concert with the defendant or on its behalf, restraining them from enforcing customs, procedures, codes, and practices and policies as they pertain to the conduct made the subject of this complaint, stopping this from happening ever again. And that is key. Because there's plenty of Ms. Carters out there, I'm sure, who have dealt with this. But because it involves their livelihood, it involves your ability. You know, all states have different, you know, different codes, different rules, and unique things. Usually with the realtors, obviously here, she's got her license to be a realtor. She's got to have this brokerage firm to practice. So with your firm, you know this, you've got to choose between livelihood and speaking out for your beliefs and speaking out for your rights. A lot of people are going to choose livelihood in most situations. They're going to choose, you know what, I'll delete this. You know, I just need to keep my job. I need to keep paying the bills. So it's actually the rare person who stands up and speaks out. And oftentimes they're doing it on behalf of a lot more people that this has happened to. I point to that IRS case where we know, Than, about the 50 or so odd clients that came to us, but the hundreds of letters that went out identical to theirs that were received by similar groups.
Yeah, it was systematic, Jordan. I mean, the harassment was targeted, and there was a large group of people put on that list for targeting, and it was only because of those clients that came forward, and we were able to help them raise the complaint, that the others received some relief. And, Jordan, it's the same situation here. I mean, think about the real estate agents that are still employed by Midlothian Partners, and I think it's important to continue to name them. The Midlothian Partners have now reached an agreement with the Virginia Real Estate Board to continue this monitoring through December 31st, 2023. So while Ms. Carter might be free of this restriction now as she sought employment elsewhere, Jordan, those real estate agents are still under that discrimination, which is why we've asked for that preliminary and permanent injunction, because while Ms. Carter might be out from under it, they are not, and we think that unlawful discrimination we certainly should be ended. But in this case, we know it's ongoing, Jordan. There's another 4 years under that agreement where they have to keep it in place unless we can get it lifted.
All right, folks, back to the phones we go. Patricia in Virginia on line four. Patricia, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Yes, thank you very much, and I thank you all for standing up for Mrs. Carter's rights. I really, as a citizen in Virginia, it's good to hear that. My question would be, as a citizen in our state and a Christian, because our values are being attacked, what would you suggest that we do as citizens to act in the situation?
Well, I think, you know, one of the things here is you look for this, so you make sure, as a citizen of Virginia, and especially if you get licensed, so if you have a lot of interaction with state agencies, state boards, but official state functions, and the functionaries then of the state, so the employees of the states and the regulators there, is this happening? Because oftentimes there is more strength in numbers. We're having to represent a single client here who gets singled out for having, I mean, it's absurd here. Jesus loves you in your email, or John 3:16 in an email signature. And I think alone, though, a lot of people would decide, Harry, I'm just going to remove this. I need to keep my job. I've got to pay my bills. And so how you can help is by not taking these kind of situations. When it's a government telling your employer that you've got to do this and we've got to monitor you because of your religious speech, you've got to speak out. You got to stand up. You got to contact a group like the ACLJ. And it's how you push back against these bureaucrats. And they realize after being dragged through this, they don't want to do this again either.
Absolutely. So I think first we have to continue to file complaints like we have filed on behalf of Ms. Carter. And so we need public-spirited, courageous citizens to do that. But we should also write letters, for instance, to the Virginia Real Estate Board. And we should also write letters to the politicians who have written, for instance, this questionable statute in the first place. And third, Christians should mobilize and they should vote in every single election. And they should try to vote for individuals who believe in the First Amendment of the United States Constitution rather than bureaucratic power. It's clear beyond question that there is a movement in the United States which is propelled largely by anti-Christian animus and bigotry, and I think Christians should be aware of this movement. They should mobilize, they should vote, and they should continue to support organizations like the ACLJ.
I can't get to Jerry's call. Let's make sure we get Jerry a book. But he asked you, who is this filed against? So it's filed against the Virginia Real Estate Board. So you have the members of the board of the state agency and then all of the staff who carry out the instruction here. And so that is where the lawsuit is filed. We'll get a blog up at aclj.org as we're breaking this news to you today on Jay Sekulow Live about our latest case here, the ACLJ. We're not just talking about the news. These are our cases, folks, and we can file them because of your support. That's how our lawyers, our team is able to do this. Go to aclj.org, donate today, be part of our matching challenge at aclj.org.
At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're engaged in critical issues at home and abroad. For a limited time, you can participate in the ACLJ's Matching Challenge. For every dollar you donate, it will be matched. A $10 gift becomes $20. A $50 gift becomes $100. You can make a difference in the work we do, protecting the constitutional and religious freedoms that are most important to you and your family. Give a gift today online at aclj.org.